actually is beautiful. That's what we're talking about. Both are wrong because each one is pushing one side of the story. Normally we say, don't you see we have two legs to walk? You cannot walk with one leg. And this leg, the wooden leg is logic to him. You will see reasoning is the wooden leg. Natural leg you have is your natural thinking, but you have to have two of them. One is the animal part, is the pharaoh. The other one we are looking for. Yes?
Since in our eyesight there is much defect, go, let your own sight pass away in the sight of the friend. His sight is ours, his sight for ours. What a goodly recompense. In his sight you will find the whole object of your desire. So long as the child could neither grasp nor run, he had nothing to ride on but his father's neck. When he became a busybody and plied hand and foot, he fell into trouble and wretchedness.
Are you listening? They bring even the argument that look at the babies. Without thinking, they ride the shoulder of the father. When they try to do something, they have to endure the pain of walking. Is this a serious argument? Of course, when you grow up, you will lose the comfort of the shoulder of your father. But you find your leg that could walk, run, even dance. But when you want to bring one side of the argument, you always go what? To one extreme of your logical knowledge. Yes?
The spirits of created beings, before hand and foot, by reason of their faithfulness, were flying in purity. When they were constrained by the command, get ye down, they became enjailed in anger and covetousness and contentment. We are the family of the Lord and craving after milk. He said, the people are God's family. He who gives rain from heaven is also able from his mercy to give us bread.
This argument is finished. Everybody, do you have any objection here? To believe in God, whatever he wishes, it goes. Who gave me the life will give me the rest. It's a good thing to say, but there is no truth in this. Rome would say, if you call someone for help and you give him a hammer, he knows that there are some nails to it. You have the hand, you have the brain, you have everything. It means you have to do something. Not doing. Let's see, Rumi now.
How the lion again pronounced exertion to be superior to trust in God. Yes, said the lion, but the Lord of his servants set a ladder before our feet. Step by step must we climb towards the roof. To be a necessitarian here is foolish hopes. You have feet.
Necessitarian actually is the opposite word here for tawakkul. In Arab language, there is tawakkul as a way of thinking, believing in God. The other one is jabr. Jabr means being forced. Means that we are forced. We have no free will and that nonsense is. Because everything is in us, the genetics, the pre-program, everything is like that. These two ways of thinking, which are the opposite, Rumi here will bring the word of jabr in. And he will follow to talk about that, because
no matter where you go to study philosophy, this is the subject that is there. Even now, go to any university, they have to talk about free will. Is there a free will, or are we made up? Could we ask someone, why did you do that? Or we should try to understand why that fellow did that. Is there a choice or not? Yes.
Are there two words here that we're using, jag and job?
Yes.
Basically in English it would be J-A-D-R and then J-A-B-R.
J-A-D-R?
What's the first one where you said exertion?
Jahd. J-A-H-D.
Well, okay.
No, that's not okay. Pronounce it, then you will see.
Jahd.
No, you don't have that H.
No.
That's the point. That's why you miss Ahmed. Because you cannot, you will call it Ahmed, not Ahmed. That A is there.
But it's a J-A. Okay, so we have Jahd. Jahd. And we have Jahd.
Job, yes.
Job, which we've encountered before, and now we have this other.
The job you will understand perfectly because I make you. Job is simple, you know.
Through my own faith or through my exertion?
You all know it.
Through his job.
Job. You know, in Arab language, when they want to say the something, how they do it. They put an al at the beginning of something. We'll make it the. The jab is algebra. Algebra is rule, right? Eternal rule forced upon you. But in Arab language, majbur is somebody condemned to do something. Ejbar means being forced to. Jab means forcefully. For example, the military duty over there is khidmat-e ijbari, means forced service, because you're forced to go and do it. That's jab. That's why it's the basic of all philosophic arguments of free will. Because if you don't have free will, means you are forced to, you are dictated to. You are programmed to. Rule will say, here, do not think like that. It would be silly if you think jabr is right, because everything is happening step by step. Nothing happens suddenly, and nothing happens out of blue. Everything comes step by step. So look at it this way. Yes? Yes, sometimes he will translate it to determinism, even. But even deterministic will not do jab, because jab, you in Persian, you understand when you are majbur, determination is not there. You have a hammer on your head, so it's like that. No word will do it. Do not try to replace one word with another. This is what I'm trying, and it's amazing. You try to bring the English ones. English one will not do. Even Persian will not do. That's why Rumi will use the Arabic word for it.
No, I thought rather than necessitarians that they have used. At least the
none of them will do, actually. You have to understand Jab, because later he will bring it. The next page, look at it. To be a necessitarian and asleep admins highwaymen. Over there he's talking about jab, jab, jab. You have to learn the word in Arabic. This is a must. You see, I'm not only forcing you to learn Arabic, I'm only forcing you. The Iranians, they need it more, because they have the wrong idea about some of the meanings of the words, because we use it single-mindedly and hatefully. We love to hate Arabs. They love to hate us as well, don't we?
You have feet, Why do you make yourself out to be lame? You have hands. Why do you conceal the fingers? When the master put a spade in the slave's hand, his object was made known to him without tongue. Hand and spade alike are his implicit signs. Thinking upon the end are his explicit declarations.